Dakilang Diyos, salamat Lord sa pagkakataon na binigay niyo po sa amin upang kami po ay makapag-aral ng salita ng Diyos. Nawa Lord, sa oras na ito kami po ay magbigay pansin sa inyong mga salita at matuklasan po namin ang mga katotohanan na dapat naming isabuhay bilang iyong mga alagad, Lord. I-bless niyo po ang bawat isa na nandito. Ito po ang aming dalangin sa ngalan ng Panginoong Jesucristo. Amen. Yeah. Anyway, all right. So we are looking at the book of Numbers, and so ang aklat ng Numbers, this would be the fourth book of Moses. Ano yung unang book niya? Genesis, pangalawa, Exodus, pangatlo, Leviticus, pangapat, Numbers. At ano ang tema ng aklat ng Numbers?
Narinig ko. Wilderness.
Wilderness wanderings. Pag sinabing wilderness wanderings, ito ay pag-alagala. Okay? Trish, paki-assist si Michele sa kabila para hindi siya mag... Okay. So this is wilderness wanderings, pag-alagala sa kagubatan. And kung tingnan natin yung map natin, nakita natin sa unang page, yung 3-1, pinakaunang map. Do you have 3-1? So makikita mo kung gaganyanin mo yung map. Makikita mo yung Egypt, makikita mo yung Sinai Peninsula, tapos makikita mo dito yung Edom, Moab. So ito ang lupa na pinag-uusapan ng Book of Numbers. Lumabas ang children of Israel galing sa pangahalipin ng Egypt at sila ay pumasok sa Sinai Peninsula. Tapos sa Sinai Peninsula, nag-stay sila dyan ng mga 2 taon, 1 or 2 years. Tapos sila ay sumulong. Ang nais ng Diyos, sakupin na nila yung Canaan. Nakikita niyo yung Canaan, medyo madilim siya sa taas. God wanted them to occupy Canaan, except pagdating sa chapter 10, we discover 10, 11, and subsequent verses here, we discover that because of unbelief and disobedience, they wasted 40 days. And now, God cursed all the 20-year-olds and pataas na sila ay pag-alagala sa Kadesh Barnea. And you see where Kadesh Barnea is. Ayan yung arrow na naka-point dito sa page 3-1 natin map. So dun sila pag-alagala. And so they were waiting for the death of all the 20-year-old pataas. Dalawa lang ang exemption sa sumpa ng Diyos. Yung dalawang spies na may pananampalataya sa Panginoon. And that is Caleb and Joshua. Alright? So look at your next map. Yung next map natin, 3-2, katabi lang niya yung next map. Ito. Yung 3-2, ito yung, kumbaga, pinalaki natin ng konti yung Kadesh Barnea. So you see the wilderness wanderings here, number 2, Kadesh Barnea. So, dito sila pag-alagala. Tapos, yung next page is the Hebrew calendar para alam natin pag sinabing on the second month, alam natin kung ano yung second month, ayan, April, May. Second month. First month nila, March, April. And gaya na napag-aralan natin sa nakaraan, their calendar is based on the day or the month that God told them to celebrate the Passover. So yung buwan na yon, yun ang simula ng kanilang calendar year. So, kung tayo, January ang New Year natin, hindi lahat ng mundo nagse-celebrate ng New Year sa January. Tandaan natin, ang China, iba ang kanilang calendar. February sila. Hindi naman 2023 sa China. It's not even the same year. Okay? So, wag nating isipin na yung buhay natin, yung standard natin, ang universal standard. No. Ganon din sa mga Hudyo. Iba yung calendar nila. Okay? So, and they begin somewhere in the middle of March, April. Okay? If that's not confusing enough. Okay, so, wag niyong iuwi itong blue geography notebook natin. Dadagdagan natin yan habang nag-aaral tayo ng numbers. At saka may multa ito ng 1,000 pesos pag inuwi ninyo yan. Penalty. All right. So now, nakita natin yung sa chapters 1 to 4, yung organization ng Children of Israel. Binilang nila yung mga armies nila sa chapters 1 and 2. Tapos sa chapters 3 and 4, binilang nila yung mga pari nila at saka yung mga Levites, yung tribo ng Levites. Yung mga tutulong sa organization and worship ng tabernacle. Tapos ngayon, nasa chapter 5 and 6, last week, we learned chapter 5 and 6, mga instructions concerning leprous issues and diseases, ganyan, yung mga humawak sa mga patay na katawan, we have to quarantine them. Tapos pagkatapos ng ceremony, they are now clean, they are welcome back to the fellowship ng tabernacle. Ganun din yung chapters 5 and 6, principles of separation. So ngayon, nasa chapter 7 tayo, we are now in chapter 7, and medyo mahaba ang chapter 7, you have 89 verses, so I won't be reading all of it, but I will show you a pattern. Because when you read chapter 7, there's a pattern. Kung baga parang repetitious siya, ang difference lang yung pangalan ng mga tribo. And so we'll show that to you. Tapos chapter 8, karagdagang mga consecration or instruction pertaining to the Levites. Sa chapter 8, sa chapter 9, makikita mo yung instructions concerning Passover. Yung pag-celebrate nila ng memorial service nila patungkol sa first Passover. And that will be the contents of chapter 7, 8, and 9. So let's look at chapter 7 right now. Chapter 7. And it came to pass on the day that Moses had fully set up the tabernacle, and he anointed it, and sanctified it, and all the instruments thereof, both the altar and all the vessels thereof had anointed them and sanctified them, that the princes of Israel, yung mga hari, yung mga prinsipe, yung mga gobernor, yung mga mayor, of Israel, heads of the house of their fathers, yung mga ulo ng tahanan, that's the men, who were the princesses of the tribes, and were over them that were numbered, offered. So chapter 7 is all about the offering na ini-offer ng mga namumuno sa bawat tribo. By the way, how many tribes? 12 tribes. So merong 12 names, actually 11 names dito kasi hindi kasali yung Levites. So look at Numbers chapter 7. Numbers chapter 7. Verse number 3. Ito ang pinaka-importanteng principle when it comes to offering or money given in the offering of the Lord. Tingnan mo ang verse number 3. And they brought their offering before the Lord. So when you give to the offering, kanino mo binibigay yung offering mo? Kay Lord. Hindi ito offering para sa pastor, para sa church. Hindi ito offering para sa community or anybody. This is, you give unto the Lord. And God designed for the giving to be put in a storehouse. So in the Old Testament, yung storehouse, tabernacle, sa kapanahonan ni Moses hanggang David. Tapos yung storehouse sa kapanahonan ni King Solomon hanggang sa pagbalik nila galing sa Babylonian exile, siguro sa kapanahonan ni Malakay, or what, actually beyond that, sa kapanahonan ni Kristo, that would be the temple. Pagkatapos ng temple, syempre, umalis yung glory ng Panginoon sa temple, ininagay yung glory sa church. Natatandaan ba ninyo yung Acts chapter 2, Pentecost? Bumaba ang Holy Spirit at i-authenticate yung Church of Jerusalem. So ngayon, yung giving nasa church. Now, pagdating sa ng Panginoong Hesukristo sa kanyang paghahari sa mundong ito, babalik tayo sa temple worship. At yung mga tao na mabubuhay sa mundo, they will be offering back their offering to the temple. Pero it doesn't matter if it's tabernacle, temple, church, or temple, all giving is before the Lord. That's the principle. All the giving is before the Lord. Jessica, sa kabila kayo. May class kayo. Alright. So anyway, 6 covered wagons, 12 oxen, a wagon for 2 of the princesses, for each one an ox, and they brought them before the tabernacle. So, ang nangyari ganito. So, nakita natin sa chapters 5 and 6, actually chapters 3 and 4, nakita natin yung mga Levites ang gagamitin ng Diyos para sa pag... ano yung takedown? Para sa pang... Kasi yung tulda, yung tabernacle, they set up and they take down. Pagkalas, no? Tapos paghakot, tapos pagdala. So habang sila ipag-alagala sa kagubatan, in-expect pa rin ng Diyos na Levites lang ang may karapatan na mag-set up ng tabernacle at saka mag-take down ng tabernacle at saka mag-move ng tabernacle. That is the responsibility of the Levites. The Gershonites, the Merarites, the Kohathites, yung mga tribo ng Levites, no? So, wala naman silang sasakyan, wala naman silang wagons, wala silang. So, ang ginawa ng mga princesses, yung mga namumuno ng mga tribo, nagsabi sila, tig-isa sila, sabi nila, magbibigay, mag-aalay kami ng special offering para yung pangangailangan ng tabernacle ay matugon. And so you see the principle of giving. If we have a need, we can ask for an offering. That is perfectly biblical. And yung mga meron, kung gusto magbigay, they can give to a special offering. So balang araw, tatawag ang Diyos na may missionary tayo. No, anong gagawin natin sa missionary natin? Goodbye na lang. We're gonna send you and we will pray for you, pero hindi ka namin susuportahan. That will be wrong. We have to support our missionary eventually, no? And so, eventually, magkaroon tayo ng pastor dito. Oh, sino magpapakain sa pastor? Tayo. As we will provide offering for our pastor. You see? And so, this is what you see here. Kailangan ng mga Levites ang assistance ng finances. Look, so verse number 4, tingnan mo ang sinabi sa verse number 4. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take it of them, that they may do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou shalt give them unto the Levites. And so, the Levites have a need. Chapter 7, verse 4. Okay? So, offerings were taken to meet the needs of the tabernacle and the princesses gave. Now, this is what chapter 7 is all about. It's about the giving of the princesses. Alright? So, to every man according to his service, verse 6, and Moses took the wagons and the oxen and gave them unto the Levites. 2 wagons and 4 oxen he gave unto the sons of Gershon, according to their service. 4 wagons and 8 oxen he gave to the sons of Merari, according unto their service, under the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. But, verse 9, unto the sons of Kohath he gave none. Why? Kasi hindi naman mabigat yung mga dinadala nila. But because the service of the sanctuary belonging unto them was that they should bear upon their shoulders. So naalala ninyo yung Ark of the Covenant, yung box na nandun sa kalagitnaan ng Holy of Holies, that is something they have to bear in their shoulders. Hindi pwedeng lagay sa cart, sa wagon. So now, do you remember when David ruled as king of Jerusalem and he wanted to move the Ark from Obed-Edom's house? Kasi It was originally in Kiriath Jearim. I wonder if we have that map of Kiriath Jearim. Nandito kaya yon. Kiriath Jearim. Ah, we don't have it. No. So, kung titingnan mo yung map 3-1, Kiriath Jearim would be part of Canaan. So, well, indeed, it's not a good map representation. But anyway, David ruled as king in Jerusalem, and he wanted the tabernacle to be returned to Jerusalem. So, he decided to move the tabernacle from Kiriath Jearim. Kaya lang, hindi nila ginamit yung shoulders ng Levite. Ginamit nila yung ox cart. And what happened when Uzzah touched the Ark of the Covenant? Kasi mauhulog na. He touched the Ark of the Covenant. He was not authorized. He died. And they were grieved. And so the tabernacle had to stay in Obed-Edom's house for 3 months. And Obed-Edom was blessed of God kasi yung ark nasa bahay niya. Blinis siya ng Panginoon. So 3 months later, David talked to the Levites and said, dalhin nyo nga yan sa inyong shoulder. Saan natuklasan ni David na kailangan pala yung shoulder ng Levites ang magbe-bear ng ark? Where did David get that from? Numbers chapter 7. You see? So, and by the way, David was a king. And as a king, according to Deuteronomy 17, the king had to handwrite his own copy of the law. So he knows Numbers chapter 7. And by the way, back in that day, wala naman chapter 7 noon. It was one scroll. But I guarantee you, David knew that the Kohathites were authorized to move the ark with their shoulder. And he learned that lesson, unfortunately, for Uzzah. Unfortunately for Uzzah. Too late for him. But anyway, I bet you he knows it now though. Chapter 7, verse number 10. And the princes offered for dedicating of the altar in the day that it was anointed. Even the princesses offered their offering before the altar. And the Lord said unto Moses, they shall offer their offering each princess on his day for the dedicating of the altar. So, tingnan mo yung orderliness ng Diyos. Sabi ng Diyos, huwag niyong sabay-sabayin yung offering ninyo. Unahin niyo muna yung isang tribo sa isang araw. So he assigned a day for each tribe to bring their offering. Kaya mahaba yung book of Numbers because in chapter 7 verse 12, and he that offered his offering the first day was Nashon, the son of Aminadab of the tribe of Judah. Okay, so Judah muna. Nashon muna. Si Nashon, siya ang mayor. Siya ang gobernador ng tribo ng Judah. And he will give an offering. So what does he offer? And his offering was one silver charger. The weight thereof was 130 shekels. One silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. Both of them were full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering. One spoon of the 10 shekels of gold of incense. Verse 15, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year, a burnt offering. One kid of the goats, a first sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings. Two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Nashon, the son of Aminadab. So, kung papansinin ninyo, if you notice the offering, it's the same for the next tribe. So, verse 18. And on the second day, so now here's another tribe. Nathaniel, the son of Zuar, prince of Issachar. So now Judah, next Issachar, did offer. And for his offering, his offering, one silver charger, the weight thereof was 130 shekels. Does that sound familiar? One silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekels of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering. So nakikita natin, parehas lang, it's the same offering. And so on and so forth. And so,
That's why I'm not going to read it repetitiously. It's the same. The difference is the day and the tribe. So look at verse 24. The third day, Eliab, the son of Helon, prince of the children of Zebulun. Okay, so there you have your three tribes. The fourth day, Elizur of Reuben. And he made his offering. And the fifth day, Shelmuel of the children of Simeon. Verse 42. On the sixth day, Eliasaph. And the prince of the children of Gad. So yung tribu ni Gad. Verse 48. On the seventh day, si Elishama of the children of Ephraim. He offered on the seventh day. On the eighth day, Gamaliel of Manasseh. Verse 54. Verse 60. On the ninth day, Abidan, the children of Benjamin. On the tenth day, Ahizir, the children of Dan. And verse 72. On the eleventh day, Pagiel, of the children of Asher. So, yan yung mga tribes, yung 11 tribes. Each of them gave, and they gave lavishly, and they gave abundantly, para yung needs ng tabernacle ay matugon. Verse 84. This was the dedication of the altar in the day that it was anointed by the princes of Israel. So yan yung mga... Do you remember those names from chapter 1? Those very important, significant names. This shows you God knows your name. God knows your giving. God knows your heritage. God knows where you live. God knows where you are. And God is highly organized. Highly organized. So, hindi basta-basta ang Panginoon. He is highly organized. And we need to learn organization. Organize your clothes. Organize your time. Organize your priorities. Organize your work. Organize your leisure. Organize. I am not highly organized. Ngayon lang ako natuto na mag-organize talaga. Pero yung tatay ni Marcia, he is a master organizer. Yung tatay ni Marcia, pag nagbakasyon yung tatay ni Marcia, may folder yun. Patungkol dun sa lugar na pupunta nila. Ano ang mga nandoon? Sino ang mga nandoon? Kinokontak niya yung Chamber of Commerce ng pinupunta nila para makakuha siya ng information. Tapos araw-araw, ito ang gagawin natin. Sa unang araw, pangalawang araw, pangatlong araw. Tapos may journal pa siya, ano itong ginawa namin. Tapos may cost pa, analysis pa yan. Magkano yung kakainin natin? Ibabaon natin. Highly organized. Hindi ako nagbibiro. I am not lying. Dr. Randy Starr has a folder for every vacation, staycation na ginawa niya. Sabi ko sa kanya, when I first attended Mount Zion, syempre, assistant pastor ako. Sabi niya, mag-assistant ka sa akin. Binoto ka namin. Accepted ka na. So, may position na ako sa kanila na assistant pastor. Sa mga meetings nila, nakaupo ko sa meetings, agenda. Oh, sinong binisita mo? Sinong kinausap mo? Kumusta sila? Nakalista yan. Oh, ikaw, responsibility, music, children's ministry. Ikaw, ito. Naka-organize lahat yan. Organize! Pati kung sino ang song leader sa linggo na yan. Sinong nursery worker? Nagro-rotate sila. How highly organized. At yung natuklasan ko, pag-organize ka pala, marami kang magagawa. Kesa sa wala kang plano, kung ano-ano na lang, whatever, o di talagang mawa-whatever yung buhay mo. But God is highly organized. Kaya sinabi ko kay Pastor Star, sabi ko, sigurado ka bang Mount Zion Baptist Church ang pangalan ng church na ito? Sabi niya, bakit? Sabi ko, palitan na lang, gawin mong agenda Baptist. Kasi puros agenda, ang daming agenda. Agenda. So, I was so shocked. Tinuruan niya ako, I learned one, can I share something with you? I learned one principle. I learned a lot. Pero isa talaga na talagang it saved us. And there's many. Sabi sa akin ni Pastor Star, alam mo Brad, sabi niya, pag meron kang nakausap sa telepon, kumuha ka ng papel at saka ng lapis, ilagay mo yung day, yung time, at kung sinong kinausap mo at kung anong sinabi niya. Tapos, i-file mo lang yan. Tapos, pagdating ng time, sasabihin nila, hindi namin alam kung sinong kinausap mo, hindi namin alam kung ano nangyari. Sasabihin niya, oh, wait a minute. Naalala mo nung June 2022, 10 o'clock ng umaga, kinausap ko si so-and-so. Ah, oo, wala na siya dito. Ah, well, may record ako. Ang sabi niya sa akin, pinalitan niya yung oil ng sasakyan ko, eh ngayon, nagkakaproblema ako sa sasakyan ko, kaya nasa inyo yon. So, I learned na kung sino ang may papel, sila ang panalo palagi. Kaya pag binigyan kayo ng resibo, i-file ninyo yung resibo. Kasi, pagdating ng time, hihingiin ko yung resibo na yan, sasabihin mo, ah, nandito yung pula. Kung sino ang may papel, sila ang panalo. So, I call that the paper game. Pumunta kami sa immigration, dyan saan ba yung immigration? Intramuros. Punta kami sa immigration office. Sabi nila, sir, nasaan yung birth certificate? Nasaan yung marriage contract? Ah, ito. Oh. Nasaan yung receipt na binigay? Ito. Lahat nandyan. Yes, ako ang panalo. Okay. Oh, stamp. Oh. I-file mo rin yung stamp na yan. I tell you, na-save namin lahat. Kaya meron ng permanent residence visa si Marcia. Amen. E paano kung hindi ka highly organized? Nasaan ba yung papeles na yan? Nasaan yung resibo na yan? Ano ko? Wala pa akong ballpen. Bayaran ng ballpen. You see? Pero saan? So sabi ko kay Dr. Star, sir, sabi ko, balang araw, pag nagsulat, kasi nagsusulat siya ng books, di ba? He writes books. Sabi ko sa kanya, sir, alam mo yung pinaka-book na dapat mong isulat? Church Organization 101. Kasi dun sa church, may forma, may form. Kung maghihiram ka, may form. Kung magre-requisition ka, nag-request ka para bumili ng kahit ano, may form. Oh, may chart yan. Kailangan ko na. May toilet paper, paper towel, cups, napkins, bags, lahat, nakalista. Kung anong kailangan mo, check mo lang, tapos ilagay mo sa office, in a few weeks, nandyan na yung mga supplies. Highly organized. Saan niya nakuha yon? Natutunan niya yon. You don't become organized by accident. You have to work at it. Little by little, but surely, and before you know it, you will be highly organized. And God is highly, highly organized. Verse number 87. All the oxen for the burnt offering were 12 bullocks and a rams, 12 lambs, first year 12, meat offering, and the kids for the goats offering. Verse 88, and the all the oxen for the sacrifice of the peace offerings. So naalala ninyo yung mga offerings ng Leviticus? So here we are again. We're back again to the burnt offerings and the peace offerings. And all to consecrate both the givers and the receivers. So, verse 89, and when Moses was gone into the tabernacle of the congregation to speak with him, then he heard the voice of one speaking unto him from off the mercy seat. So, sino yung kausap ni Moses? Si Jehovah God, speaking from the mercy seat. And it says here, voice of one speaking from off the mercy seat that was upon the ark of testimony between the two cherubims, and he spake unto him. Kinausap ng Diyos si Moses. And so, dyan nagtatapos yung chapter 7, and now we're looking at chapter 8. Now the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and say unto him. So ngayon, sa chapter 8, kung yung chapter 7 ay patungkol sa mga offerings, yung chapter 8 ay patungkol sa cleansing and service ng mga Levites. So God is adding now more clarity and more regulation on the ministry of Aaron and the priests and the Levites. Say unto him, when thou lightest the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light over against the candlestick. And Aaron did so, and he lighted the lamps thereof over against the candlestick, as the Lord commanded Moses. So naalala ninyo sa loob ng tabernacle, merong isang source ng ilaw, and that is the candlestick. Para siyang candelabra. Para siyang ganito. So, tapos, inilawan ni Aaron yung bawat kandila sa loob ng tabernacle. And so you have those seven lampstands or seven candlesticks. Alright? So, verse number 4, and this work of the candlestick was beaten gold. So unto the shaft thereof, unto the flowers thereof, was beaten gold according unto the pattern which the Lord showed Moses, so he made the candlestick. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the Levites from among the children of Israel and cleanse them. Thus shalt thou do unto them to cleanse them, sprinkle water of purifying upon them, let them shave all their flesh, and let them wash their clothes to make themselves clean. Clean. God uses clean vessels. So, every day bilang Kristiyano, magpalinis tayo sa Panginoon. Sa umaga pa lang, bago tayo gumising, tumapak yung paa natin sa lupa. Lord, linisin mo ako ngayon. Hindi natin kailangan ng kaligtasan bilang Kristiyano. Pag ikaw ay na kay Kristo na, hindi mo na kailangan tanggapin siya pa bilang Mesaya, bilang Panginoon, para maligtas ka. You don't need salvation if you are in Christ. Well, you know what you need? You need cleansing. You need sanctification every day. At dito nako-confuse yung iba. Sa isip nila, ang kailangan nila, kaligtasan araw-araw. No. You are saved once and you are saved by the grace of God. Finish. Complete. But we need to be clean. Kung gusto mong gamitin ka ng Diyos, be clean. Be clean. And so, and it goes on to say, verse number 10, and thou shalt bring the Levites before the Lord. The children of Israel shall put their hands upon the Levites. So God is consecrating the Levites for tabernacle service, and they lay their hands on the Levites. Now, laying of the hands, we saw this principle in the book of Leviticus. Naalala ninyo, when the sinner lays his hands on the animal, pinapatong niya yung kamay niya sa hayop, it is a symbol that the animal is now identifying the sinner. He is now bearing the guilt of the sinner. He is the substitute for the sinner. Well, in tabernacle service, the Levites represent the entire tribes. And so all the tribes, the heads of the tribes, laid their hands on the Levites. And as the Levites function and serve, they stand for in the place of those that laid their hands on them. Kaya, in the ordination, in the New Testament, remember what Paul said? Lay hands suddenly on no man. Huwag kayong magmadali na ipatong niyo yung kamay niyo kahit kung sino-sino lang. Bakit? When you lay your hands on a man, you are commissioning that man to represent you. When Mount Zion sent Marcia and I to do missionary work here, we had a laying of hands ceremony at church. That was not something cute. Hindi lang ginawa yan dahil walang alam natin gawin. That is symbolic. We represent Mount Zion Baptist Church We stand in their place because they know they have a responsibility to reach others and plant New Testament biblical churches, whether at home in the States or whether abroad in any other country. So, a missionary, a pastor being ordained, whatever, that man represents the people that laid their hands on him. That's the principle we see here. That is taken from Leviticus and Numbers. All right? So, verse 12. And the Levites shall lay their hands upon the heads of the bullocks and shall offer the one for a sin offering and for a burnt offering unto the Lord to make atonement for the Levites. So the Levites had to make sure that their sins had been cleansed and forgiven. They lay their hands on the animals, and so the animal now represents them bearing their sin, and they are to be slain. You see. So, tandaan natin, laying of hands symbolizes identification and authorization. So, all right, verse 13, thou shalt set the Levites before Aaron and before his sons and offer them for an offering unto the Lord. Verse 14, and thou shalt separate the Levites from among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. And verse 15, after that shall the Levites go in and to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou shalt cleanse them and offer them for an offering. For they are wholly given, completely given. Let me just say something. Partial submission is no submission. Wag mong sasabihin, Lord, I dedicate my life for you, pero may portion ng buhay na hindi ko pwedeng i-dedicate sa iyo, sa akin ito. That is not wholly entirely given. Naalala ninyo sinabi ng Romans 12:1? I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Bodies. All your body. Soul and spirit. Everything. So, hindi pwede. Walang partial surrender sa Panginoon. You either are surrendered, holy, or you are partial. So, and partial obedience is disobedience. Okay, so God wants entire whole offering of ourselves unto the Lord. Look at verse number 20. And Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel, did to the Levites according unto all that the Lord commanded Moses concerning the Levites. So did the children of Israel unto them, and the Levites were purified, and they washed their clothes, and Aaron offered them as an offering before the Lord, and Aaron made an atonement for them to cleanse them. So, we always say the children of Israel were disobedient, but here we see they were obedient. They did according to all that the Lord said to do. So, we need to really look at this testimony here. Huwag tayong palaging sanay na magsabi, children of Israel so disobedient, they complain, they murmur. But when they obey the Lord, we need to notice that too. You see, they obeyed all that the Lord. Sana naging consistent na lang sila. They just were not consistent. There were days when they were just terrible. There were days when they were just wonderful. And this is the Christian life. This is the Christian life. So, every day is an opportunity na isurrender natin yung buhay natin sa Panginoon at ibigay natin yung araw na yan sa Panginoon, hindi lang sa Linggo. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we live for God. So, ngayon, yung victory na ibibigay sa'yo ng Panginoon for Sunday is good for Sunday. It's not good for tomorrow. You have to dedicate yourself to the Lord tomorrow and ask God for the grace for that day. And that day, the grace for that day is only sufficient for that day. You have to choose to walk with the Lord every day. Every day. And so on and so forth. Verse 23, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, This is it that belongeth unto the Levites from 20 and 5 years old and upward. They shall go in and to wait on upon the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. From the age of 50 years, they shall cease waiting upon the service thereof and shall serve no more. So, may 5 years na lang ako sa service. I'm just kidding. If we were in the Old Testament, sure. I am 45. And so when I get to 50, I'm stopped. I'm good. So, yung next generation na lang, bahala kayo. Anong gagawin ninyo? Anong gagawin ko? Mag-serve. And so on. I'm not responsible. That's if we live in the Old Testament. Wala namang age requirement ngayon sa New Testament. Maliban lang kung talagang hindi na kaya ng katawan. I mean, come on, you know? Ay, kung hindi talaga kaya ng katawan, this is okay. It's not your fault. Pero don't stop serving the Lord. Okay? So anyway, but ang requirement dito, this is very interesting. 50-year-old is the retirement, quote-unquote, for the Levites. But shall minister with their brethren in the tabernacle of the congregation to keep the charge, to do no service. Thus shalt thou do unto the Levites touching their charge. So, in verse 24, tingnan mo yung 24, this is that belongeth unto Levites from 20 and 5 years old and upward. Now, I remember in chapter 3 and 4, remember the requirement was 30 years old? Bakit dito 25? Kasi yung 25 to 30 is internship. It's internship. Training. So in the life of a minister in the church, it's okay to have an intern. What is an intern? Pinag-aaralan. They're getting training. They're getting guidance. So that when they take a work over, they know what to do. They're highly trained, highly organized. Again, we're back again to organization and training. So, one of the goals for this year is to train Sunday school teachers. We have a goal. Tuturo si Marcia ng mga ilang Sundays. Gather natin yung mga young ladies na pwede magturo, katulad ni Mikey, ni Cham Cham. We will exempt them from their class. And yung mga teachers ng Sunday school natin, mga helpers and workers, you will have a class para lang matrain kung paano mag-serve. That would be an internship type. That's the principle we get from here. So, pagdating ng 30 years old, yung Levite na 30, pwede nang mag-serve sa tabernacle. Alam na niya yung gagawin niya. You see how highly organized God is. And so on and so forth. Chapter 9. I have a few more minutes. I'd like to finish chapter 9 para pasok na tayo sa next division, sa chapter 10. And we're going to move on to chapter 10. But let's look at chapter 9. Chapter 9 is about the observance of the Passover. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, let the children of Israel also keep the Passover at his appointed season. Let me ask you a question. Pag-alagala sila sa wilderness, inaasahan ba ng Diyos that they will keep the tabernacle worship during the wilderness wandering? Yes. Is God expecting them to observe the feast of the Passover even in wilderness wandering? Yes. What about in the Babylonian captivity? Is God still expecting them to observe the Passover and the offerings and the feasts in Babylon? Yes, that is the principle we see. All right, verse number 4. And Moses spake unto the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover, and they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month. Ayan, so tingnan natin yung Hebrew chart natin. Let's look at that chart. 14th day of the first month at even, sa gabi, in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. so did the children of Israel. So ano yung first month? Abib. Abib or March, April. So sometime in March, April, they celebrate the Passover. All right? And let's go on here. Verse number 7. And those men said unto him, we are defiled by the dead body of a man, wherefore are we kept back? That we may not offer an offering of the Lord in his appointed season among the children of Israel. These are the men that had to deal with a dead relative. Hindi naman nila fault yon, but they still wanted to observe the Passover. Is there any way that you can include us? Why exclude us? It wasn't our fault that we had to deal with a dead body. And so Moses said, well, let me pray. Let me ask the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses. So, tingnan mo ang verse 11. Ito yung payo ng Lord sa mga gustong mag-observe pero hindi pwede dahil ceremonially unclean. Verse 11, the 14th day of the second month. Okay, so sa 14 na lang kayo ng April, May of the month of Ziv. Sa April, May na lang kayo mag-observe. So, they can observe, they just have to wait a month. And they will be allowed to observe. Verse 13, but the man that is clean and is not in a journey or forbeareth to keep the Passover, even the same soul shall be cut off from among his people because he brought not the offering of the Lord in his appointed season that the man should bear his sin. What about the man who willfully neglects the Passover? Ano naman sa kanila? May exemption ba? Wala. So, ang exemption lang talaga is for providentially hindered. Hindi for willful neglect. So, you see the principle here. What about church? We don't go to church because it's convenient. We go to church because God expects obedience. And very rare na hindi tayo mag-church. That's very, very very rare. In the case of the man that touched the dead body, that was providential. Hindi naman niya pinili yon. Verse 13, ito backslider yan. This is a backslider in verse 13. Ayaw niya mag-church. Kaya hindi siya nag-church. Ayaw niya. And so what did God say? Cut him off! Titanggalin mo siya sa fellowship. So you see the principles here. Oh, bakit natin hahabulin yung mga tao na ayaw sa atin? Na ayaw sa Panginoon? Sinasayang mo lang yung oras mo. You see? And so we believe in cutting off church discipline. That is a principle. I know this is not church. Numbers is Old Testament. But the principle is similar. Same. Kung yung member ayaw niya mag-church, eh di tanggalin mo na sa membership. Yun lang. It's just that. Then remove him from membership. Eh ayaw niya mag-church. Di wag mong pilitin. Hindi namimilit ang Diyos. Pero respetuhin natin. Kung ayaw mo mag-member, di wag ka mag-member. Ah? Pero pag nag-member ka, then you serve the Lord with your whole heart. And you do your best to be here. Otherwise, you'll be cut off. Alright? So that's the principles we have here. Foreigners is the same way. Para dun sa mga foreigners, hindi sila Hudyo, pero gusto nilang maging parang Hudyo. E di may exemption sila. They can observe on the second month. See, God has all a way forward always. So verse 14, look at verse 14. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you, and will keep the Passover unto the Lord according to the ordinance of the Passover, according to the manner thereof, so shall he do. Ye shall have one ordinance both for the stranger and for him that is born in the land. So God has a way even for strangers. God leads the children of Israel throughout their journey by the pillar of cloud in the day and a pillar of fire at night. And you can read about that in verse 19, hanggang verse 23. And so it ends in these great words. Look at verse 23. Verse 23. At the commandment of the Lord, they rested their tents in their tents, and the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed, and kept the charge of the Lord at the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. What a good testimony. They showed good testimony. Pag sinabi ng Panginoon, lumisan, collapse, set up, organize, lisan. Pag sinabi ng Panginoon, stay here, they organize, they set up, they live. Remember yung organization nila, yung mga tribes dito, yung mga tribes dito, yung mga tribes dito, yung mga tribes dito, yung mga Levites, dito, 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 dito. They, pati yung marching order nila, makikita natin sa chapter 10. Even in their marching order, they had orderliness. Anyway, it's a great testimony and principles we learn in the book of Numbers here. Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless them. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the things that we are learning through the book of Numbers and how important it is, Lord, in your eyes, our giving, our offering, our purposes, our organization and planning. And we just pray that we glean these things from the word and apply them to our hearts and lives. We ask that you bless us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.